Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. My name is Will, and across from me is Jason.
Yo, yo.
And as always, next to me is Michael.
Hello.
If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, get some cool real-world stuff, and even chat with us when you're bored at work, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney-related. If you're a fan of the nonsense parts of the Florida Project, you'll love TFP Extra.
Extra.
And if you love Zack Snyder's Justice League, we spent the entire extra just about last week talking about it.
Yep. And we're going to do it again this week.
Are we? I think all we need to say on the subject. It was a movie.
A good movie.
I liked it. It's fine.
I really liked it.
Yes. There you go. Tune in next week. In addition to TFP Extra, our Patreon saints get access to our ongoing Disney Classic series where we discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. Our next episode is The Rescuers Down Under, and I'm excited to watch it. And that'll be happening in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we'll have a watch along with the Slackies.
Oh, that's what they're called now.
Yeah, I don't know. They just came out that way.
It's probably better than Slackers.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely not Slackers.
I don't know. I like Slackers.
I don't know. They talk a lot during work hours.
It's true.
But so do we. So I'm just saying. Hope my boss isn't listening. And the watch-alongs are fun. I highly recommend getting in on that. Patrons who contribute just $5 get the additional shows and an invite to the Slack channel that we were just talking about. There you can chat with us, participate in watch-alongs, and engage in fun, freewheeling discussions. It's like a nonstop episode of TFP Extra, am I right?
Extra.
Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so go sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of the Florida Project. In today's episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. I will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then we'll put our thinking caps back on for another round of armchair Disney Imagineering. This time, we're bulldozing World Showcase and creating an all-new IPCOT World Showcase. Am I right? Yeah, maybe not. All of that and more is coming up in this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic. Topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics. All right. This week's small topics is another one round of One's Got to Go.
I don't like this.
All right. The first one is was suggested on Slack, sort of, from Brett. I've changed the movie selection a little bit because it didn't really seem like a competition with the one that he submitted.
Yeah, it was Get Rid of the Goofy Movie.
Yeah.
It was fine, and I've never seen it, but still, you Get Rid of the Goofy Movie.
Yeah, whoever made that, it was like a four One's Got to Go, and the choices for this one were Aladdin, Toy Story, Goofy Movie, and Lion King. I think whoever made that just wanted people to rag on Goofy Movie.
And that's not nice.
Yeah. So, here's this one. Aladdin, Lion King, Little Mermaid, and Beauty and the Beast. I should have done those in order. Release order. So Beast, Aladdin, Lion King.
So your 90s.
Yeah.
The
big four.
I mean, I'm ready. And this
go ahead.
Because we were talking about this on the Slack channel the other day. Sorry, Little Mermaid, you're going.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I think everybody's music is better. I think everybody's story is better. I think everybody's animation is better. Everybody else in this category. And I love The Little Mermaid. No offense to The Little Mermaid. I love the music. I love the animation. They're all just a half step behind all the rest of these on this list to me.
Yep.
Are
you saying Aladdin's one jump ahead of Little Mermaid?
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right, Michael?
Yeah, I would get rid of Aladdin, the animated one. Yeah, just over the years, it hasn't held up as much to me.
Yeah. And you really like the live action one, right?
Yeah. And
is that your definitive Aladdin now?
It's mine.
Oh, probably
it's
so.
It's not.
Yeah. It's my definitive Aladdin. But I really like the 1992 Aladdin, but of these four movies, if I had to drop one, it would be that one.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to agree. I love Aladdin, but of these four movies, I would, if I never saw Aladdin again, I would probably be okay. If I never saw any of these movies again, I would be okay.
Yeah. But, well, I also haven't seen Little Mermaid or Aladdin in a really long time.
Yeah, I'm excited for them to come up on the old Disney Classics wheel.
But first, Rescuers Down Under.
Yes.
And then
eventually.
Maybe,
which came out after The Little Mermaid.
That's crazy,
yeah,
right?
Isn't that?
Like, that's, yeah. That's fun insane. Fact. Like, and there was another one that was like Hunchback's earlier than you think, too, isn't it? Or is it?
It was right after Pocahontas.
Yeah, Pocahontas is right after one of these, though.
Lion
right?
King.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was trying to think of. But get out of here, Ariel. You're done.
No, get out of here, Aladdin.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Animated Aladdin.
Then you're not going to enjoy my version of IP cut. Ipcut.
All right, next up. One's got to go. Star Wars, Marvel, or Star Trek?
This isn't fair. I don't want to play anymore.
Mine is Star Wars.
Sorry, but mine is also Star Wars. Yeah,
if I had to get rid of any of these, I enjoy Star Trek way more. It was a more detailed world, I guess. I don't know. A more something world. And they're not just stuck around this one family. They've branched off into all kinds of different places.
Star Wars is branching out slowly. The Mandalorian is not a family.
Yeah, but I bet you Aunt Beru's going to show up in there or something.
No, she's... Excuse me. Give me your glasses so I can push them up on my nose. Different time period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, if I could only get rid of one of these three, it would have to be Star Wars. Yeah. Which doesn't say I don't love it, but just... I've grown to love Marvel so much over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
12 years, I guess. Much more than I expected to. And I've always been a Trekkie, so...
Yeah, and going through this Marvel rewatch, there aren't any that you have to sit through.
No.
Like, there's some Star Wars you have to sit through.
And some Star Trek.
And some Star Trek, yeah. Marvel, they're all hits.
No, I mean...
If you're like, play the hits, Marvel, they're like, we got too many.
Some of them aren't as good as the rest.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, there are some bad Star Wars and Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Michael, there are bad Star Trek movies.
Well, I was having more of an issue with the bad Star Wars. Well, I guess Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ewok Caravan of Courage is not great, which is now available on Disney+.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't
everybody.
Counting those, but yeah, I guess you're right.
I think there are probably more worse Star Trek movies than there are Star Wars movies.
I don't know. I would count all three of the prequels.
I don't know. Episode 3 ain't bad.
Percentage-wise.
Yeah, percentage-wise, they got... I mean, yeah, that's not that's not a thing. But, like, actual, like... objectively, Star Trek the motion picture is really tough to get through sometimes.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Like, it's not a great movie. It's pretty. Anyway, I'm going with Marvel, actually.
Really?
Because I love Star Trek. We're not just talking about movies either, by the way. I can't get rid of every Star Trek series, especially as I'm in the middle of I just finished Deep Space Nine and I'm knee deep in Voyager now.
Yeah. Me too.
So, Marvel, I guess. I don't want to. But I can't get rid of Star Wars or Star Trek. I mean, I'm a little nerd kid that likes stars.
Oh.
Yeah,
all right. One's got to go. Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, or Epcot.
Notice Epcot.
I didn't put Animal Kingdom in here.
Epcot's gone. Bye, Epcot.
Yeah?
You're a big dump right now anyway.
Oh.
Like right in the middle. Tell me it's not just a big junkyard.
Well.
It's a little bit of a...
It's junky in there right now.
It is transforming.
It is transforming, which is why right now I get rid of Epcot. If this were 1991 or 1982, I would say Hollywood Studios because it didn't exist in 82. Right. But Epcot, I mean, you know, like you can't get rid of Magic Kingdom. That's crazy talk. Like, what are you doing? And Hollywood Studios, I think it's getting up there where I really enjoy my days at Hollywood Studios now. It's like strictly rides and everything. I love it. They have all the best rides for me.
Yeah, I probably have to agree. As much as I love Epcot, if I had to get rid of one of these three, at this point, it would be Epcot.
Yeah.
If it was 1996, sorry, Hollywood Studios. Or, I mean, MGM Studios.
Well, we'd also have the Olympics in Atlanta that summer, too. So.
Well, we'd also have the good version of Spaceship Earth and Horizons. Would
Spaceship Earth still has a good version right now, Michael.
The best version.
I don't know. That's a topic for a different small.
Yeah, Epcot.
Judi Dench for the win.
And that's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some painful cuts and small topics.
Yep. you're One's got to go is...
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're all good stuff. I mean, if it was easy, it wouldn't be a good question.
Yeah, you can't put, it's like, would you rather have $10 million or get stung by a bee?
Yeah, man.
Do you get superpowers from the bee?
Nope.
I don't want that kind of responsibility.
You get an EpiPen.
I don't want to be bee man.
News. So here are four news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World. Number one, first details released for the 2021 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival.
But wait, Michael, is it not just a taste?
No, apparently not, or there was a typo.
I think it's a full-on.
It's a meal of the festival. So Disney has announced that the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival begins this year on July 15th and will kick off with global marketplaces, including the return of many favorites, Canada, Greece, Germany, Hops and Barley, Appleseed Orchard, and others. And even more marketplaces will join the International Smorgasbord throughout the year until the festival ends on November 20th. That's a long time, July 15th and November 20th.
Yeah, that's a lot of steaming bowls of seafood chowder.
Mmm.
Well, Disney says, quote, there will be lots of ways for families to enjoy this year's event beyond just eating lots of great food, of course. Sample all sorts of delicious cheeses served in fun ways as part of Emile's Fromage Montage. If you collect a stamp from five different global marketplaces, you'll earn a prize. Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak will send you on a savory scavenger hunt in search of Remy statuettes hidden all over the park. Take a tasty souvenir home from the new merchandise collections, including a festival collection featuring a spirit jersey, baseball cap, and so much more. And listen to musical favorites performed by Voices of Liberty, Mariachi Cobre, and the Jammin' Chefs. What are the Jammin' Chefs?
I have no idea.
That sounds fun.
It's probably like those garbage people, but they're using stoves and pots and stuff.
Oh, like for drums?
Yeah.
As usual, more details will be forthcoming, but it sounds just like your old standard food and wine festival. Back to the way it used to be.
Good.
You tell them.
Number two, Magic Mobile rolls out to guests at Walt Disney World. So a few weeks ago, Disney began testing their new Magic Mobile service with a limited number of guests earlier this month, but it is now available for all visitors to Walt Disney World's theme parks. Disney Magic Mobile service is billed as a convenient and contactless way to access Magic Band features like theme park entry through the power of your iPhone, Apple Watch, and coming later, Android devices. Most features are available by just holding up your smart device near an access point, just like you do with a Magic Band. You can choose to use Disney Magic Mobile service or a Magic Band and can alternate between the two for added flexibility. And WDW Magic is reporting on some firsthand experiences using the new service. Quote, in our testing over the past week, the Magic Mobile works exactly as expected. It is as fast to use as a Magic Band or card, and it appears to have 100% reliability in our tests. Perhaps the best compliment that we can give Magic Mobile is that it works exactly like a Magic Band, but all from the convenience of not having to carry out anything in addition to your own devices. Especially convenient in that both iPhone and Apple Watch, the device does not need to be unlocked. You simply hold the device up to the touch point and it authenticates. Magic Mobile is not currently available at the parking lot booth, but cast members have told us that it's going to be in the near future. Current functionality includes enter theme parks with valid theme park reservation and valid admission, connect Disney PhotoPass images to your account, gain access to the virtual queue for Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
I like that you put some oomph on that, like you're reading a press release.
And coming soon, charge to your Disney Resort Hotel folio during your stay.
I also like the word folio.
You don't hear that very
so
much.
So official. No. So nice.
You can read more about setting up Magic Mobile in our earlier guide. Disney Magic Mobile service requires iOS 14.4 or later and Watch OS 7.3 or later. End quote. And I can confirm the option is now available in the My Disney Experience app as I've added the My Magic Mobile Pass to my digital wallet. And you get to choose like different designs.
Yeah. Not many, but yeah. I chose the default one. Mickey ears.
I chose the pass holder one.
I did not have that option, as I am not a pass holder.
I haven't done mine yet. But
they have an Ekron option.
Huh. This is very exciting.
Yeah.
And thing that we've wanted since day one of either Apple Watches or Magic Bands. I don't remember which.
Our phone works this way for our security reader at work.
Yeah, it does make sense.
It did not work 100% of the time. You had to unlock sometimes, and then sometimes not.
There's not an Apple Watch.
No, it did not work for Apple Watch, for sure. But hey, I'm excited about this. I will be trying it out very soon. Wink, wink.
Oh, yeah.
You can report back.
I can.
That's exciting. I'm jealous.
Well, you should come.
No.
Okay.
It's hot.
Good. It was a fake invitation anyway.
Good. I don't want to come. I'm going to go on a separate concurrent trip.
You should. You have my permission. Anyway, is there more news?
Yes.
Although, to be real, though, I'm very excited about this. I'm looking forward to trying it out, and especially for the not having to unlock the phone. Like, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. Like, I was curious about that. I was like, oh, that'll be a pain if you have to like unlock it and put in your passcode every time you want to use it, but this is great. Speaking of mobiles, like automobiles, number three, Disney announces Walt Disney World license plate in Florida. So with the world's most magical celebration coming to Walt Disney World on October 1st, 2021 for the resort's 50th anniversary, Florida car owners can celebrate by purchasing a Walt Disney World specialty license plate. The license plate features the iridescent 50th anniversary castle logo on a royal blue background.
Is that trademarked? No.
It's in quotes at least, okay. But I don't know if it's trademarked. The plate is currently available for pre-sale and will also help make even more dreams come true with 100% of the proceeds benefiting Make-A-Wish of Central and Northern Florida and their work granting wishes for kids with life-threatening medical conditions. Interested drivers can purchase a pre-sale voucher now for $25 plus applicable state administration fees exclusively through their local county tax collector's office, license plate agencies across the state of Florida, or online through the Orange County Tax Collector's Office. And we didn't discuss it then, but pre-orders actually started back in October, but Disney has just recently released the design of the specialty plate, and it's already reached the 3,000 pre-order threshold, unsurprisingly, which is required in the state of Florida for a specialty plate to be produced.
Hmm. Cool.
I think when I read there was like 3,600 people have signed up for it, I expected the number to be quite larger, but...
Oh, yeah, me too.
Maybe they're not... I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I guess, though, I wouldn't go out of my way to sign up for a license plate, but next time I go to renew my license plate, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll check that box and get the whatever. But I don't think I would, like, day one if they put out a, I don't know, a Starfleet one.
I need a new license plate, actually.
Get a Starfleet one.
I don't think they have it.
Oh, well.
Mine, like, it's starting to become a little faded on the, I pay for the Georgia Tech license plate, but the actual logo is starting to peel off a little bit.
I don't know.
Much like your Donald Duck magnet on your car, I noticed today, Michael.
Which I tried to take off, and I can't get it off the car.
Oh, oops.
The magnet?
Yeah,
that happened with my pass holder one. It, like, fused, and it just crumbled.
Yeah, holding up the door now?
I guess so. I mean, I'm sure I could get it off if I tried really hard, but it doesn't come off easily.
Yeah.
And speaking of not coming off easily, we have some sad news to report. Number four, the Tomorrowland.
Is it devastating?
Some would call this devastating.
They need to calm down.
The Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover reopening has been delayed again. So the classic attraction has been pushed back from April 4th to May 1st. It's been closed since March of 2020 and has been testing off and on the last couple of months, but it's unclear what is going on, whether it's actually refurbishment at this point or if it's related to capacity control / social distancing.
I think they lost the keys.
No, I feel like I've said this 15 times now. Just let us know when it's open.
Yeah.
Just if it's open today, hey, we're open. That's it. I don't need any more estimates. I don't need any more dates. Just let us know when it's open.
Yeah, Michael and I love the People Mover, but even we're not planning trips around the People Mover being open. So stop making announcements of dates. I'm with Will.
Well, they were planning on opening it April 4th up until like just a few days ago. Like their calendar still showed it opening April 4th. So seems like there was like a last minute decision, like something changed, which makes me think it's more of like a decision rather than like it's not working properly.
Yeah, because like, it was running reason. When we were there.
Yeah, and it's been running off and on testing for weeks now or months now, you know, different intervals. So, yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. If I were to wildly speculate,
go ahead.
I would say it's probably social distancing. Like I think it would be very difficult to keep that line spaced out.
With the conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt, and then they have to cram it all into that one space, and then if it overflows that space, then where's it going to go? Like, I think it's, my guess would be social distancing until they start changing the
guidelines
protocols. Yeah,
that was very disappointing.
What?
As far as wild speculation goes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say wild. I have some wild speculation.
I don't know if I did or not.
They're recharging the magnets to make it go faster.
That's still not... It's haunted.
They have a big magnet, and they're rubbing it against the other magnets to remagnetize
Yeah,
it.
They're getting that static electricity.
Nope. There's one happy haunt that left the haunted mansion since the stretching rooms are closed. There you go. They went over there. It's Master Gracie.
And that is it for news.
That was some good news, Michael. And not devastating.
Tweet.
All right, today Main Tweet USA is going to take us to Animal Kingdom. Remember, guys, it's not a zoo. How come nobody says that much anymore? I'm a little sad about that.
Because that campaign's over.
I want it to come back. I don't. We should all say not a zoo every time we go to Animal Kingdom.
I feel like it's offensive when you say it because it sounds like you're doing an accent of somebody.
It's just a word, Michael.
I know, but it sounds like you're doing like a... an accent.
Like me in particular?
No, just and like the words.
You said you.
Well, the collective
not
you.
To zoo. I don't know how else to say it. Anyway, Animal Kingdom is going to celebrate Earth Month this month with characters and challenges.
Yay!
So they always do something like this, and they didn't do it last year because, you know, the parks were closed, obviously.
Obviously.
They were closed already by Earth Month, right? Yeah, they closed around the middle of March, yeah. Disney's Animal Kingdom will be celebrating Earth Month once again this year with several limited time experiences from April 18th to 24th. This year's celebration will look a little different than those in years past. The park will still be hosting special character appearances, learning opportunities, merchandise, and more. Here's a full rundown of all the limited time happenings that will be available next month. Check out limited time character appearances on Discovery River Character Cruises. Better be somebody good.
Does that mean you get to get on the cruise?
I don't think so.
Or you just
you want to get on a cruise ship right now?
No, I mean like the Discovery boats.
I've been on those Discovery boats. You do not want to get on there. They're very boring.
So this sounds like the cavalcades are doing right now on the boats.
Yes, just different characters probably. Probably Ew. Jiminy Cricket.
Ew, that'd be cool.
I do want to get on a cruise ship right now, but I don't. Like, I want to get on a cruise ship right now.
Not a Discovery River cruise ship.
Yeah, but like...
Disney only.
Yeah, and not even really like right now.
Maybe in an hour.
Yeah.
Let us know after the podcast.
I got to let dinner settle.
You can also earn a special Wilderness Explorer limited time Earth Day nature badge with new self-guided challenges around the park. Disney PhotoPass will have special in-park Earth Day backgrounds and limited time magic shots. Those are fun. Need to do more of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beginning April 2nd, you can watch as artisans transform 40 tons of sand into a detailed sculpture celebrating National Geographic's Secrets of the Whales, an original series streaming on Disney Plus on Earth Day.
Yeah.
The sculpture will be located on the Discovery Island stage until April 30th. We haven't heard this in a while, guys. Are you excited? Limited time specialty cupcakes.
Woo!
The Creature Comforts Honey Bee Cupcake, the Strawberry-Flavored Flamingo Cupcake at Flame Tree Barbecue, or the Sea Turtle Graham Cracker Cupcake at Restaurantosaurus Lounge. That would be the one I would try.
Do you think it's just graham crackers crumbled up into a cupcake liner?
I'm in. I like graham crackers.
Yeah.
And I like cupcakes. Going on vacation with Michael because he brings graham crackers. He brings good snacks. He's a good snacker.
I always bring too many snacks.
Yeah. You know, joked about cupcakes for years, but they haven't announced a lot lately, quite frankly.
I bet there'll be a 50th anniversary, an iridescent cupcake.
Ah, very good. And that's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That was a great trip down Main Tweet USA.
Today's topic... Armchair Disney Imagineering. Michael wrote a magical world showcase. I say IP cut. Anyway, so you've gone through our armchair Disney Imagineering series with us before, and if you haven't, welcome aboard. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah,
this is where we usually bulldoze something to the ground and make it better in our own idea, or we add something new. But today, this where'd this idea come from? I don't remember. Do you?
I think me.
Yeah, well, surely it was somebody better than that.
Was it me?
I don't remember. That's the thing.
Michael?
My memory of it is we were talking about something else, and it involved like some sort of land. And we were like, oh, they should put that in a World Showcase. And then we were like, oh, save it for.
Oh, yeah. It came from the show. We were talking about it on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
So me.
Because you. So we had also talked about, you know, how Norway's basically becoming Arendelle.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we just go all in on all of this?
Yeah. We started a riff on it. And then we're like, nope, that'll be a good show.
That's a show.
Thank
topic.
You, Michael.
Good work, Michael.
You're welcome.
All right. So here's the premise. Once they get the middle of Epcot all fixed, they're now going to put those big giant walls on the back, tear it all down.
Yep.
Bulldoze to the ground. Hope you enjoyed Epcot's World Showcase. It's gone now. Now it's going to be Disney's World Showcase. Get a Disney World.
Disney World's Showcase.
Yeah.
Or if you'd have it your way, it would be called Showcase World, right?
I'll leave right now. You can host the rest of the show, Michael. Anyway, so what we did is we did three each. There are 11 countries currently, but now they're only going to be 9.
Yep.
Because these are going to be huge, guys.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to have to take over part of that probably Osceola Drive or whatever.
Oh yeah, we're going to
tear
back.
Down Caribbean Beach because like it's we need a lot of room. Sorry, Skyliner too. Actually, we can incorporate Skyliner in to all this.
It's cloaking fine. Device.
Yeah. All right, so the idea was you get three countries, and they have to be something Disney-related, but usually not a real country. Like so, but do what you want.
And not necessarily a country.
Exactly. So each land should have an icon, a table service restaurant, a quick service restaurant, a meet and greet, entertainment, and some sort of attraction, anything from an exhibit to an e-ticket. Did anybody do an exhibit?
No.
I thought about it, and then I didn't, because I felt like it would be lazy.
Yeah. I have a demonstration.
Oh, I got some stuff.
With a kit available, so it's kind of exhibit-y, but...
You know what, Jason? Why don't you go first?
Oh, okay.
You're ready to tell us.
I'm going to start with... I'm trying to decide my lineup.
Well, I do see on the show notes that you double-spaced everything.
Yeah, that's because I wrote it in a different...
You took up most of the room on our show notes.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to start with Montanui from Moana.
Oh, what a movie.
Yes. So the icon will be a giant Te Fiti, like at the end where she's all, you know...
Flowered up and everything. Not the evil version.
No.
She always makes me think of the girlfriend of Lava.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you might see them too in the mountain range because there'll be a mountain.
Oh, it'll be nice. Yeah.
All right. There'll be lots of, you know, tropical plants and beach types of things, tropical island types of things. And then there will also be a large beach ocean with a wave machine.
Ah.
And it goes on forever. And I can't decide if it's going to be in the back.
How's that work?
Well, it looks like it goes on forever.
Mirrors.
Can't decide if it's going to be in the back or if we're somehow going to make it so it just goes into the World Showcase Lagoon. And you can see it. But then how do you walk through that thing? Like, I feel like you need more space. So
where do you put the Harmony Us barges through there and everything?
Scoot them over.
That's true.
And then it has big, screens or whatever so that you could put sunset there. All the time.
They could take those the Safari sunset screens and move them over.
Yeah,
they can take the Safari sunset screens, tear them down, and then make something that actually looks like a sunset.
But it's orange.
Yeah,
ish.
Jerks. All right, the quick service. We're gonna have a couple of locations. We'll have a Maui themed tiki bar, and the drinks will include the Heart of Te Fiti, a Hey Hey Fizz, and Grandma Tala's Tropical Tonic.
Mm. What's the tonic?
I don't know. I just like the teas.
Okay.
I like the alliteration.
It's proprietary.
It'll probably be, I don't know, like a hurricane or a... What's that thing that Mark likes and Chloe? Those Hawaii drinks. What are they? Mahi-mahi?
Mai Tai.
Mai Tais. Not Mai. I mean, Mahi-mahi is good, too.
But you don't want to drink a Mahi-mahi.
No. I mean... Yeah. Oh, you should also sell temporary tattoos like Maui.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other quick service, there'll be like a poke bar. Like at the gas stations in Hawaii.
Okay, but no, these are good, though. Like, that's the thing. Like,
yeah, like the gas stations in Hawaii.
I understand, but not everybody's been to Hawaii. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
So, That's the quick service. Our table service is called Montanui's Bounty, and it's a family-style restaurant that serves Polynesian cuisine, so like seafood, pineapple-y stuff, coconuts, I don't know, that kind of stuff, corn probably. They got corn.
Do they?
Bamboo shoots.
Okay.
But the kicker is it overlooks the ocean.
Yeah.
With the sunset. So it's always sunset in there. So it's like the inside of Mexico where it's just perpetually sunset. It'll be nice. Beautiful. Very romantic. I bet there will be a lot of proposals there. The entertainment will be basket weaving demonstrations and lessons. Kits are available for a nominal fee so you can practice along. The meet and greet will be Maui and Moana. And then the attraction will be Moana's Adventure, which is a trackless boat ride where you have to restore the heart of Tahiti to Teka. So there's lots of waves. It's a very rough one. Near misses. It's like that Pirates of the Caribbean.
In Shanghai.
In Shanghai, yeah. So maybe you mess with that crab for a while. Screens, practical effects, lots of fire.
Sure.
Lots of animatronics. It's a thrill ride.
Love it.
Yeah.
Will the crab be shiny?
Yeah, I guess.
Just cut the crab out. Nobody likes the crab.
I like that it's like a David Bowie crab. But
yeah, but not.
That's
we don't need it on the ride.
Yeah.
You just, you know, that's the part when Imagineering gets to this, like, we're just going to take this part out. Nobody wants it.
Yeah.
That's too many bedazzled pieces, too. Like, it's just,
oh, but it'd be pretty, though.
But you're shiny.
See? No, nobody wants that.
All right. And that is Montanui.
Very good. I like it.
I like it. I would go there.
I will go there.
Oh, yeah.
Moana is one of my favorite movies. I'm excited to go. Michael, you're up.
All right. My first location is Kumandra from Raya and the Last Dragon.
Man, hitting it right off the after the movie comes out while the iron is hot.
Yeah. Capitalizing on it.
Hopefully everyone's seen it, so they'll know what I'm talking about. But if not,
spoilers.
That's okay. So the icon's going to be that rock structure that's at the center of the heart.
The like
area.
Tall thing where
like the round thing with the hole
is.
In the middle. Yeah. And you can go inside and you can see the dragon gym and some stone dragons in there. Like it'll be like have a walkthrough component.
Awesome.
Entertainment will be a martial arts show, like different kinds representing the different lands of Kumandra or the different parts of the dragon.
Oh. So they all have like different styles.
Yeah, and they'll be like different characters sometimes. And you'll have like Namari versus Raya or Khan Baby and the Ongis versus somebody. That could be like a funny martial arts one. The comedy
Did
one.
Did you have to look up any of these names today? Because good for you if
I
you
had
didn't.
To look up the Ongis, those monkey things. Yeah. I didn't know what those were called.
What was the friend's name? The frenemy's name?
Namari.
I forgot all the names already. Raya. I remember her.
The quick service location will be Bound Shrimporium, and there you can get pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potato, shrimp burger, and shrimp sandwich.
Very nice.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, and Michael, is it just a little place?
Yes. The table service will be Chief Benja's Royal Feast. Which will bring together the different realms of Kumandra, and there'll be like different rooms in this restaurant representing fang, heart, spine, talon, and tail. And every 30 minutes, the dragons come out and entertain the guests with lights and water and magic.
Oh, how's that going?
I don't know. It'll be like flying around you, like
that's cool.
Effects and
they
drones.
Run. They're practical.
Some practical, some projection.
Okay,
but
holograms.
Holograms. That's where it is.
Magical all the way.
Whatever happened to that flying dragon thing? They flew over Magic Kingdom one time, like 15 years ago. Remember that?
I think it just kept going, and they never found it again.
Yeah, that was weird. Everybody thought it was going to be something with Fantasyland or something for something else, and they just never did it.
It's like the Dinobots from Transformers. No. They just ran off into the wild.
Yeah, but nobody watched that movie, anyways. I
mean, the attraction is going to be called Quest for the Dragon Gym. So you're going to board your own tuk-tuk ride vehicles, which are like those big ball things.
awesome.
And you're going to journey with the help of Sisu on a quest to find the 5 dragon gems to unite Kumandra and bring back all the dragons. It'll be trackless. And you start as a standard dark ride, but each time the scary druin arrive, it becomes like a thrill ride component. So like kind of like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, where You know, you have like the slow parts and the fast parts.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of audio animatronics and effects and all the characters from the movie. At each time a new gem is found, part of the ride vehicle lights up until the full gem appears at the end. And at the end, you see Raya and friends turn to stone, and you appear to turn to stone as well. But you see Namari put the last piece together, and then the dragon's trust and Kumandra is restored. And then you disembark your tuk-tuk.
And have a magical day.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's like that. That's impressive work.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have.
That was a lot.
I didn't do like meet and greet for that one.
Oh.
Well, but it would be the characters.
You were required to do a meet and greet.
All right.
I think you meet the dragon, Raya Sisu, right?
Sisu, yeah.
I would like to meet them.
And it's Awkwafina.
Actually, I would like to meet the shrimp kid. He was my favorite character in that movie.
Captain Ben.
Bow.
And it would be on a boat. Like the quick service would look like his boat.
Nice.
But a bigger version.
Very good, Michael.
Thank you.
All right, that's two down. Let's go with my first one. And I'll just be honest, this was the mailed-in one. Like, it's fine. I really just want to do the ride more than anything else because I've just been wanting that ride since I heard there was a rumor about that.
Don't apologize for your idea.
No, that wasn't my idea anyway. Monstropolis from Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. Monsters University is going to get some inclusion here.
Oh, good.
Even though I've only seen it the one time.
Yeah, I think I only seen it once, too.
All right, our icon is going to be that big, giant Monsters, Inc. headquarters building that looks just so ugly and gray and everything. But there's your ride show building right there. Massive. And we don't even have to paint it go-away green or any of that blue or whatever.
Yeah, you just slap a big M with an eyeball on it.
That's all we need. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Our meet and greet, you know, I'm just moving the Mike and Sully from when they were at Interventions over here. I mean, it's no big deal. Nobody wants to meet any of the rest of those monsters.
And it's not there anymore.
Yeah, see, exactly. We just put it in storage. It's fine. Our quick service is going to be the Monsters University Dining Hall.
Oh, nice.
So basically like a big food court with various monster-themed fast food restaurants. I didn't have any punny names, but you know that you can just imagine there'll be a lot of good punny names.
Yeah.
But it's all regular food. It's not any of that weird Star Wars food or
like
whatever.
Like cafeteria food?
Yeah, exactly. Nice. But like fast food and stuff like that too. Like a good...
It's like a Piccadilly.
No. Oh. Like a food court.
Can it be like a Piccadilly?
You can have the Piccadilly part, like your meat and three.
Yeah.
You can have that, but you also have like a fake McDonald's, fake stuff like that, you know, burgers and different kinds of food.
Will there be Scareberries?
There you go. See, Scareberries.
Yeah.
Scarebucks.
Scarebucks.
But yeah, I think, you know, we don't have a lot of places like that, you know, in the parks. So you have a big food court type thing.
Yeah.
So I think it'll work. Let's see. Oh, yeah, our table service. I added the table service and entertainment together.
Yeah.
So you have dinner and a show. It's the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor Dinner Theater.
Awesome.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, you're basically porting that over from Magic Kingdom, but also adding in real stand-up comedians, too, because they need work as well, especially after taking a year off, by the way. But you also have some projections. I mean, not projections, but, you know, the screens with Mike and Sully and all the other monsters. But same thing, right? I mean, real comedians mixed in with video and characters from the film and, you know, some good food. I don't know. Like it's all dark in there. You have your little candle on the table. Like, you know, it's good stuff.
Will it be a scary candle?
Yeah. Well, it could be the nice candle after it's over. Or a funny candle.
There are TGI Fridays, but the I is an I. Like,
see, there
I
you go. Now you're in on it. I couldn't come up with any of these pun names earlier when I was trying to do this, but you're with me. But the main attraction is going to be that Monsters, Inc. door coaster that people have been talking about for years, right? So it's going to be an indoor coaster housed in that massive Monsters, Inc. show building. But it's going to be, we don't have any of these at Disney parks. It's the seats that are hanging from the door that's like like your feet are dangling. Roller coaster. Because we don't have any of those.
No.
Like I think there's one at probably Universal. Is the Hulk feet dangling? I don't even remember.
No.
Well, there should be.
The Dueling Dragons used to be.
There you go. It's like that one. But you're hanging from a door. You're going through the different scenes in Monsters, Inc. But it's very fast. So it's gonna be like Rock and Roller Coaster, but you know a little bit more stuff to see in there. You
nice.
Know? It's never going to stop, but it's going to be just a lot of stuff in there to see.
I like it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. But this was like an idea for years. Like, and
yeah, I don't know why they haven't done this. Yeah.
But yeah, it just never happened, and it's sad, and I think they need to build it.
I think it's money. And I think it's probably Monsters, Inc. isn't as popular as it's not popular enough to warrant a cool indoor roller coaster.
Tron Coaster would like to argue.
Tron is awesome.
Nobody said it's not awesome. It's a weird. It's still a weird pick for them to do Tron.
Or Song of the South.
Yeah, it's not that weird, but you know, that was a different time, even in the 80s, right? Yeah. Like, and I'm just saying. But yeah, I mean, they did a whole Avatar themed land. I'm just saying, folks.
Yeah, and success it was.
It was. Is. Yeah, how about is?
See if I can.
What?
Rise to the challenge, Will. Oh,
okay. Caw. Jason.
All right, next up is Mount Olympus from Hercules.
Ew, will that be like the center country or land?
I think we're going to decide on which one's the center.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're going to do after all nine of these. Whoever had the best idea we can all agree on, they're going to be the
host pavilion.
The weenie.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cross from World Showcase, yeah.
So Mount Olympus from Hercules. So the icon is obviously Mount Olympus. But there'll also be a Parthenon, and a whole bunch of other, like, you know, Greek inspired ethereal stuff.
An Acropolis?
Yes. Isn't that a city of the dead though?
No, it's that thing that the, Parthenon's on top of.
Oh. A hill?
Yeah, it's like a big mound.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know, like big marble temples to different gods, statues maybe, all that kind of stuff. But there will also be the ground. On the ground, it'll be clouds. So there'll be like a low-lying, low cloud cover.
Fog.
Nice. Yeah. So the quick service is called Zero to Hero, but it's spelled G-Y-R-O. So that's, where you obviously get your heroes. And Greek fries. It's like Nick the Greek, if you've ever been to Nick the Greek. It's like that. Delicious.
Is the song going to be on the whole time?
No.
Because those cast members are going to start hating that.
Well, that's fine.
Oh.
The table services will be called Zeus's Table, and it is Greek food with character interactions from all the gods. So we're not really doing a lot of Hercules stuff here. We're doing the gods that were there.
I feel like the gods in that movie were all pretty unique. You just didn't see much of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all coming around and interacting with you a little bit. The meet and greet is a combination of meet and greet and entertainment. So, it is a storyteller's, series. So the gods will come out and tell the story, their story of themselves. So like it's a little Greek mythology, but with a good, kind of Disney storyteller twist. So it's interesting. And they come out and they, you know, maybe in, there's like one of those things that Socrates is always shown standing on when he's like, teach you things, or Aristotle or whatever. It's like that. Mm-hmm. And you sit around on the floor and they tell you their story and then you can get a picture with them.
Okay.
So and in that case, Hercules will come out sometimes. Phil will come out sometimes. Hades even. That's where you're going to get your character.
What was the lady's name again?
Meg.
Yep. She can come out.
That Pegasus too.
Yeah.
The entertainment will be the Muses. So they'll come out.
Oh, good.
They'll do shows.
Perfect.
Five shows a day. Also on that place where Socrates on the.
Okay.
Yeah, that place.
Saving some cash here. I like that. Imagineers will be happy about this.
And then the attraction is the Pegasus Flight. And it'll be like Flight of Passage. You get on a Pegasus and you explore Olympus, and you kind of do like a day in the life of. So you got Artemis shooting her arrows and stuff. You're maybe riding along with Apollo and his sister Moon Dog.
Starbuck.
Yes. Yes. And Zeus is throwing thunderbolts and you're darging around them or whatever. So that's the attraction. Big Flight of Passage thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Michael hates it because he says Hercules was garbage.
No, but Mount Olympus was. I liked all the god stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was only like 5 minutes in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I like it.
Ooh, and there's a planetarium.
Oh, no. No, you ruined it. So, like, nobody wants to go to a planetarium on vacation.
It does like the, you know, stories of Hercules or whatever. in the stars.
Long does it show any real stars?
Except Charlton Heston yes. doing
oh, that. Nobody wants to see that. Animated stars.
Well, animated stars.
All right, let's go from Mount Olympus to Michael's next destination.
My next one is San Francisco from Big Hero 6. The icon will be the Golden Gate Bridge mixed with a couple buildings of Japanese architecture. There was like a picture of Big Hero 6 with the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's called.
That tableau.
Yes. The entertainment would be robot fights. Kind of like at the beginning of the movie when Hero's like gambling with his robots that he made.
Oh, nice.
But this won't be for gambling. It'll just be for fun.
Will they fight to the death?
The robot death. The meet and greet will be Baymax and the team of Hero, Go-Go, Wasabi, Honey Lemon, and Fred. I had to look up those names.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it, too.
There'll always be Baymax, but the other team members come out every now and then, so you don't know who's going to be. You have to like collect all of them if you want. The quick service will be the Lucky Cat Cafe. So this is Aunt Cass's bakery and coffee shop from the film, but also has some small entrees like sushi donuts and rice bowls.
Oh, year-round sushi donuts.
Yeah, year-round.
I kind of don't like that. I like a special.
Well, you don't have to come.
How dare you?
Could you just go and get the sesame seed rice portion?
I bet you could.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a side.
Yeah.
Side order of sesame seed donut.
So since this was actually Aunt Cass's house and she and Hero lived upstairs, the upstairs seating area would be themed like their house in the movie, but it would just be like tables like where you can sit inside. The table service would be Big Hero Teppanyaki. It'll be hibachi sushi, maybe character dining. Like maybe you'll meet the Big Hero 6 team members.
Can those little robots come around and bring you the food somehow?
Maybe.
I mean, we got to work on it, but
yeah.
We'll have to talk to Japan.
The ones that haven't been destroyed in the robot fights.
Tokyo Disney. Oh, we need to borrow some stuff. Surely they have like robot waiters and stuff there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely.
The attraction is going to be Microbot Attack, which is going to be an indoor-outdoor roller coaster type attraction.
I'm in.
The queue and boarding area are in the San Francisco Institute of Technology with a pre-show demonstrating the Microbot technology. When you board the coaster, it looks like a standard roller coaster type attraction vehicle. And the beginning is the continuation of your tour through the Institute, but then Callahan shows up and unleashes his swarm of Microbots.
No!
At which point you're launched into the coaster. And then when you're in the coaster, you can see like with mirrors and stuff what your ride vehicle looks like, and now it looks like you're riding on top of Baymax, trying to escape the destruction of San Francisco. And you go outside and stuff and come back in, and you save the day at the end.
Oh, of course.
And then depart your ride vehicle.
And have a magical day.
Yes. And that's it.
Good.
Awesome.
Kind of makes me want to watch that movie again.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
I've only seen it the one time.
I feel like it needs more representation.
Yeah, I don't think... I would agree. Let's watch it.
Okay. Thanks for listening. All right. We're going to go with me next, and we're going to Agrabah, even though Michael hates it.
I don't hate it.
This is from Aladdin, obviously. Our icon will be the Sultan's Palace, which, I mean, it just goes without saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's,
yeah.
And it's going to be pretty big, too. I'm thinking Tree of Life big.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's really big.
Maybe a little smaller. Maybe a little bigger. We'll see. Okay. I don't know. But it's going to house our main attraction. But I'll get to that in a minute. The meet and greet is going to be Jafar, and he has a little animatronic Iago on his shoulder. Kind of like Dreamfinder and Figment from back in the day. So a little different there. You know, we've all been to the Aladdin. You know, we've all met Aladdin. We've seen him. He's still at Magic Kingdom. Fine, if you want to see him there, probably. Yeah. Our entertainment is going to be a street magic show. So it's going to be like a kid-friendly version of Criss Angel. But the story is Genie has taught these people some simple magic tricks. They're going to be moving in and out throughout the day. Just like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, then go out in the audience, do a little what's that behind your ear, that kind of thing. Yep. Ooh, I'm levitating, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
That'll be fun. And it's something we don't really have in World Showcase either. Like, nobody's doing any magic anymore.
Streetsmosphere.
Yeah. Do some magic. That's what I want to see. Really quick service. I don't have a fun name for it, but it's shawarma.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, and we could just make the one that from Avengers too, because that would be funny. but I don't have anything cute about it, because I've never actually had shawarma. So.
We had it. Didn't we have it at Epcot?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that's closed now. Yeah, maybe. Right? Yeah, either way, that's what we're doing. But it's going to be, obviously, it's going to look a lot like Morocco. Like, a lot of, it's going to be very nice over there, but, like.
Ooh, they could serve, like rolls and call them the Dead Sea rolls.
Yeah. Save some of that for our table service restaurant, Sultan's Feast. It's really just going to be a lot like Be Our Guest, big giant building, big giant main room. But in the and through the windows, it'll look like Agrabah and Genie and Aladdin flying around in the back and everything through the windows.
Oh, cool.
So it's family style, but they're all tapas because everybody likes tapas, but we'll have enough of each. So if you really like something, you can keep getting more of it, like Ohana.
Okay.
So if you don't like it, well, you don't order any more of that. But they'll just keep bringing you plates of whatever you want. It'll be great.
Nice.
And then you can also meet Jasmine and the Sultan and that, what's the tiger's name?
Raja.
Just like Be Our Guest. It's an animatronic Raja. It'll be great.
No real tiger?
not in my part.
On loan from Animal Kingdom.
No. But, you know, it'll be a throne room, you know, the Sultan will be in there. It'll be great. Jasmine's in there sometimes. It'll be great. It's fun. Just like the end of your dinner at Be Our Guest.
Nice.
And our attraction, you know what we haven't had in a while? A nice 3D show. Because we haven't had a new one.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Yeah, we haven't had a new one in quite some time. It's time. So it's basically Aladdin's 3D Magic Carpet Ride. You know that fun part of Mickey's PhilharMagic with doing the carpet? Basically that part, but we're going to have so many more gags, and it's going to be a little scary, just like Bug's Life, too. I'm thinking snakes are crawling up your back from Jafar. I'm really just trying to get the kids to scream, just like in Bug's Life. You know what I'm doing here.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like that. Snakes will be released. Jafar, you know, the children are going to scream. I had another thought, but you're going to be doing a lot of flying on the magic carpet, but not like, you know, Flight of Passage. We already got that. You know, we got another ride there. So good 3D show, and it'll be housed on the palace there. It'll look nice.
You got those big fans.
Yep.
Yeah. Love those fans.
I don't know what else we're going to do. I don't know all the gags, but we're going to do all the gags. Somebody will sneeze on you, obviously, or something. I don't know. That kind of stuff. Like, Genie will be doing wacky stuff. There'll be confetti. You know, come on.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Who are they going to get to voice the Genie?
They're just going to use stuff from Aladdin. We'll figure it out. Okay. All right, that's it. Jason, your final one.
All right, my final one, I saved the best for last, is New Orleans from Princess and the Frog, obviously. So the icon will be a riverboat and Tiana's Palace, and those will be on the water. So like on the World Showcase Lagoon, there'll be a big riverboat, Tiana's Palace, overlooking the lagoon. There will also be a Bourbon Street French Quarter section. And then when you go back into the pavilion, you will see a bayou. There's a bayou there. Swamp, critters, a lot of peaceful wildlife.
What kind of critters?
Huh?
What kind of critters?
I don't know. Like
fake ones?
Yeah, like fireflies and stuff.
Just checking.
Yeah. A lot of ambience back there. It's very peaceful.
Not real critters.
Not real critters. Okay. Very peaceful.
Man, those Florida birds will probably be back.
Yes. Quick service. We will have... Oh, yeah. And the bayou comes alive at night. So, like, that's where you want to be at nighttime at Epcot, is back in the bayou. The quick service, there will be three of them. One will be the Friends on the Other Side Lounge. And this is craft cocktails in a mystical setting. And then we'll have Mama Odie's Oysters, Po'boys, and Seafood. This is like a fried seafood raw bar type of thing. And then on the Bourbon Street section, there'll be lots of like walk-up bars and beignet carts. And
you had me at beignet carts.
Street misfit.
Is there going to be gumbo and bread bowls like in New Orleans Square at Disneyland?
No.
Well, then I ain't gonna.
You can get gumbo at Tiana's Palace.
I wanted to walk up and get it in a bread bowl.
No. We don't do that.
You said the nightlife at Epcot, this is the place to be.
Yeah.
Is that because it'll have bioluminescence?
Yes. I think we got to call it at this point. I don't...
All right. The table service restaurant will be, obviously, Tiana's Palace. This is an upscale Southern Cajun Creole food type of place. The menu will be very similar to Emperor's Palace. Commander's Palace? Emperor's?
I don't know. I didn't go.
I think it's Commander's Palace.
Not a huge fan of New Orleans. But I like Disney's version of New Orleans.
That really good place.
It's Commander's Palace.
Commander's Palace in New Orleans. The menu will be very similar to that. The atmosphere will be very similar to the cruise, with the live music and Tiana is your host and she's circulating.
Now, what do you mean the cruise?
To check on people. The Disney cruise.
They have a Tiana's Palace on Disney cruise is what
yes.
you think.
Yes.
Louis playing his trumpet.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably be more in the bayou.
Oh. Critters.
Yeah.
But he played his trumpet at Tiana's Palace on the cruise.
Yeah, but I don't need that.
Oh.
It'll be more that band that is has an appropriate volume level for the room that it's in. And, you know, Tiana singing along. It'll be a fun experience. The meet and greet is there's Tiana in Tiana's Palace. Shadow Man is in the lounge.
Mm-mm.
And then Louis and Ray are in the bayou.
I don't want to meet the Shadow Man.
Well, stay out of the lounge then.
I'm going to stay out of the lounge. He's scary.
Yeah. He is scary, yeah.
He'll read your card.
No, thank you.
He's got friends on the other side.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yep. entertainment. So there is a Mardi Gras parade along Bourbon Street with marching bands, floats, beads, the whole nine. The whole thing.
Beads.
Yep. And then the attraction is a very traditional dark ride that takes you through the story of the Princess and the Frog, because I think that would be very cool.
Is it boat or dark or like...
Omni mover.
Omni.
I think Omni.
Okay.
Yeah, you can ride. Don't they like ride around on the water in some sort of vehicle?
Yeah. Maybe it's both. Ooh, okay. So it's an elevated traditional dark ride.
Okay.
Where it's trackless.
Everything's trackless these days.
You start out trackless, then. You continue trackless. Okay. That's how it goes.
How do you end?
But trackless. But in the middle part, when you turn into the frog, then you're in a boat. Your car goes from land
is
to a boat.
Is the boat trackless?
Yes.
Oh, it's amphibious.
Yeah.
Like a frog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
It's all coming together.
So, but yeah, I think that would be really cool. That would
yeah.
be a really cool atmosphere to drive through or whatever.
Yeah.
So, Tiana's Palace.
Nice.
Or New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I like it.
Indeed. Michael, your final one.
All right. My final one, which I think we've talked about a few times on the show, is Wakanda from Black Panther. So, the icon will be the giant stone panther.
Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer there.
And it'll be like, it'll be posed just like in the movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Entertainment. So, similar to Jedi Academy, where kids can help the Black Panther fight on the edge of a waterfall.
No, I don't like this one.
But they don't really fight.
Oh, and it's not on the edge of a real waterfall.
No. Okay. It's like...
That's scary.
It's one of those screens, so when you take a picture of it, it looks really really cool. Yeah. But that way, the kids can feel like they're doing something and they're saving, helping Black Panther.
But that's cheating. He won't be able to be the Black Panther if people help him.
Yeah.
It's a theme park, Jason.
The it's Oracot. What are the names of the...
It's a training experience.
Yeah. The Royal Guard will stab you.
The Dora Milaje?
Yes.
The store will be Shuri's technological advancements, and it'll have like futuristic looking toys.
Also, for the record, nobody will be stabbing.
No stabbing.
Oh, yeah. They can like shoot those.
Nobody will also be shooting at you.
Laser sonic.
They'll have fun lightsaber-esque type.
Although if they do stab you, they could be those like toy knives where the blade just goes back in the handle.
Yeah, that's true.
Good for meet and greets.
Yes.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to get stabbed, don't try to cheat.
Fair enough.
So I needed some help with the quick service and table service. I could not think of anything besides.
It's tough. We don't know what they
African
have to eat.
Cuisine.
They never ate. And
yeah. And I couldn't think of any good like punny restaurant.
You know what you could do for names? For one of them? Would be like the table service could be in that that cave where all those flowers were growing at night, and that would just look kind of cool.
Oh,
bioluminescent.
Yeah. The heart-shaped herb.
Yeah, that would be just a good setting at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like every 100th drink gives you like a Black Panther vision.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And you could have projections on the ceiling and stuff. I think that'd be pretty fun since it'd be
pretty
that's
dark a good
idea. In there.
The ancestors.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know about the quick service.
I think quick service you do like the, what was it, the merchant tribe, where they had like all the street carts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you just have like a almost like a mini food and wine type of thing. Just a lot of different little street carts that have a lot of snacky type foods.
The only one that I could think of which was bad was Killmonger's Quiche.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something. I mean, it's, yeah. But you can have all kinds of food because we don't know what they eat in Wakanda either.
That's true. The attraction is going to be called Rise of the Black Panther.
Mm.
No relation to Rise of the Resistance.
Then I'm out.
And this is going to be a boat ride through the history of Wakanda, similar to the opening of Black Panther, where they're doing like the history of the vibranium crashing into Africa.
Neat.
You'll see the first Black Panther and new technology, the reign of T'Chaka and T'Challa, including like scenes where you see like T'Challa fights for the throne on the edge of a more realistic looking waterfall.
Love waterfalls.
There'll be audio animatronics and show scenes for like the different areas of Wakanda, like the different tribes, including the Jabari, which is the one in the snow mountains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'll just be like taking you through the history of Wakanda so that you can learn about the Wakandan people and the Black Panther.
Did I miss the meet and greet?
I just assumed it would just be Black Panther and like the main character, Shuri. Yeah, okay. And what's the Dora Milaje name? The main one?
Okoye.
Okoye, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'd like to meet Black Panther. And then you know everybody's going to do the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Wakanda forever. Yeah.
You know, like, just how
I happened upon one of the Infinity War clips the other day where like he just said Wakanda forever and like, oh, that's good stuff.
It's very good.
I need to watch Black Panther again. I'm so excited about Black Panther 2 because I have no idea what it's going to be. I mean, it's obviously very sad about Chadwick. Yeah. But, I mean, that movie was just crazy good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to going to Wakanda too. I bet they're very concerned or curious about what's going to happen in Black Panther 2 as well when they build this land.
Yeah. Well, all the Black Panthers in this land will have their like helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to answer any questions that who is sure, the Black Panther.
Well, I mean, Mickey never answers any questions either. He did at the magic show, but then he quit talking.
Yeah, after sure. That. So,
you know what? I don't need them to talk anymore. You know how I feel about these face characters. Just, I want the picture. Can we move on, please? Yes, Elsa, how are you doing? All right. My final one, and it is the final one, is Tatooine from Star Wars. So you know how in Galaxy's Edge everybody complained about everything forever?
Yeah.
Because it's set in one time period. It's, you know, there's... You're not going to be able to see any other characters. It's always the stupid sequels. All this garbage. Well, whatever. This one's a theme park land. Okay? This is here to make money. Just so you know. So our icon is just going to... There's nothing really cool on Tatooine, so it's just those spires of Mos Eisley. Mm. And maybe a sand crawler in the back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay. Kind of over the... Just so you can see something else. But it's very much a theme park setting on Earth. You're not saying Bright Suns Traveler and all this stuff. Galaxy's Edge is still its own thing. Our meet and greet is going to be... the dedicated meet and greet is something they should be doing already. Is Grogu and the Mandalorian?
Yeah,
Grogu is animatronic like Baby Groot, and he can say things, and he's got a little floaty thing there. It'll be cool. Yeah, he can do little force things. Absolutely. But we're gonna have roving characters like we do at Galaxy's Edge. Chewbacca and Han Solo, obviously all the time. R2-D2 and C-3PO. But honestly, whoever's popular at the time, whoever's ready to go. Like when the Obi-Wan show comes out. Get out there, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You with the beard. Go.
All those new characters, which I'm sure we'll love.
Absolutely. They'll have a Rebels anniversary. Get out there, Chopper. we got all these things in the back. Let's pull them out there. Because, again, before the pandemic, there was always rumors of Galaxy's Edge. Once it calmed down, you'd see more roaming droids and stuff like that. I think you're going to get some of this.
Yeah.
Our entertainment is going to be, we're going to do Jedi Training Academy 2. But it's going to be a bigger arena, so you can fit a lot more people in there. And then the parents can also sit down in the indoor seating, air-conditioned seating, and watch
nice.
Their
That's
kids.
Good. Yeah.
And it'll be it won't be Vader anymore. It'll be Darth Maul and Darth Sidious. You can fight them. Or, again, whoever's popular at the time.
If I may make a request.
Go ahead.
Is there a place where you could take a picture, preferably next to Anakin's house, where you take the picture in the foreground, but Darth Vader's shadow is in the background.
Like the poster?
Yeah,
like
no,
the
absolutely. Prequel poster. Yeah, got it. Magic shot.
Yeah.
That's magic shot number one.
Yeah.
It's ready. Good call. I like it.
Can I make a request also?
Yeah.
In the bathrooms, I assume there'll be bathrooms in this
plane.
Can the toilets look like Sarlacc pits?
No. Sorry, Michael.
That would be terrifying.
That's terrifying, and we will not be allowing that. No, sir.
Definitely have pee fright, pee stage fright.
I'm going to go to Agrabah or anywhere else that's next. Thanks. Okay, so...
Agrabah doesn't have plumbing, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that Cave of Wonders, though.
New Orleans, you guys got bathrooms?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, we'll just go over there. Our quick service, we're going to have a few little quick services. We won't have anything like big and sit down. Another blue milk stand, like they have at Galaxy's Edge, but it'll taste better this time. and then we also have a cantina, but it'll be more akin to like a... The wine bar over there at in Italy,
mm-hmm.
in size wise, but no tables or anything. You're meant to just hang out there for a few minutes and then leave because we don't have any place for you to sit. Like, just go up and get a drink and leave.
Yeah,
like but it's inside. You can go in there, mill about. We'll have TVs on there with pod racing on, like they're real sports.
Oh, nice.
That'll be fun. And also Jason had an idea for another stand that serves sand. Witches, because it's tattooing.
Yep.
But Anakin won't like it.
No.
Because he doesn't like sand, you see. It gets everywhere.
It would have grainy mustard.
Yeah. It would be terrible. Just an awful. Every time you get something there, you're just picking sand out of your teeth.
Dry.
Just so dry. But get some blue milk. It'll wash it down. Table service, I didn't have a good idea. So if you have a better one, I was going with Aunt Beru's home cooking. But it's, home style earth meals. It's basically the same menu as like the 50s primetime, but it'll just be set in Tatooine.
Down in the hole, like in her house?
Yeah. Each little room will look like that. And somebody will serve you blue milk and Tupperware. It'll be nice.
Ooh, you should be able to get portions.
Oh, yeah. That's Jakku, but whatever. This is, again...
They got portions everywhere.
I know, I'm just saying. This is what's good about Tatooine here and World Showcase. Whatever's cool in Star Wars, put that over here. Yep. It's fine. We don't have a lightsaber shop. Put in a lightsaber shop.
Will there be a transport to Galaxy's Edge?
No, because it's not real. You have to take a bus over there to Hollywood Studios.
What about a Star Tour?
That's at Hollywood Studios for now. But yeah, this is really to get your money. Let's just be honest. And our attraction is something that this is kind of a cross between three rides, okay? Rise of the Resistance, but not without all the fanfare and hoopla. Like, it's one ride, but it's trackless.
Of course.
But also Buzz Lightyear and Midway Mania. So by saying that, you're shooting stuff.
Yep.
With blasters, not, like laser guns. They're actual stormtrooper blasters. Yeah.
Womp rats.
Yeah. But in the background of all the rooms, you'll have big screens where you can like shoot stormtroopers. Like this is Death Star escape, by the way.
Okay.
So we're trying to get away from the Death Star. This is not in canon, so everybody... it's Death Star 3. They built another one, okay? But we're just getting in our ride vehicles, and we're trying to escape. Luke or somebody's telling us stuff. They're in the background leading us along, telling us, go to this room. You're trying to shoot stormtroopers off the top. You still also get, for extra points, you can shoot some of the actual animatronics, and they'll do weird stuff. And at the end, you like try to shoot Darth Vader and Obi-Wan as they're fighting in the Death Star. They're back. It doesn't matter.
You should mess with the fans and have like young Anakin and Rey working together.
Yeah, you want to do it? We'll do it. Like, it's fine. This is where all your Star Wars comes together, man. But yeah, we need another shoot 'em up, like, and because they're going to do that new Spider-Man shoot 'em up web slingers or whatever. It's going to be a little bit more next gen from everything you read. So we're going to do that with Star Wars here.
Hooray! That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really want to ride that. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And especially if you can like pick up the gun and shoot stuff instead of being like bolted in.
Yeah, like Disneyland, you can pick up the gun.
Yeah, the blasters, yeah. So yeah, those are all nine of our World Showcase pavilions. I'm excited. Tear the rest of it down.
Yeah. It's going to look like a mess, but it'll be awesome.
It won't look like a mess. It'll look amazing.
Yeah.
And magical.
Yeah.
And it's Disney's World Showcase. So what do you guys think? Who has like basically kind of the best icon that you want to look at right as you're going across the that little bridge there? And we're going up to the World Traveler, like, all this stuff. What do you guys think?
I feel like Mount Olympus should be it's where the gods live.
Yeah.
Like, it should be the biggest. And it's above the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that should be the center.
Oh, yeah. And there could be clouds, like... even more clouds. So there's clouds on the ground, but then
up in the
at
air
the
too.
Height of Olympus, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
See, my only argument, I think, again, from yours, I might go with Tafiti.
Yeah, I might go with Tafiti too, because it would look more inviting. But I do like the cloudy Olympus.
It feels like it would draw you in, you know? Like, yeah. Tafiti. That's because it's green and like inviting. That's my only argument.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I don't think.
But all those trees around there are also green, so maybe there's not enough contrast between the trees and Tafiti.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Olympus. That's my vote.
Michael, is that your official vote?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't. I think the only one of mine that I would argue for is Agrabah with the Sultan's Palace.
Yeah, but that would also be like a big grand one.
Because I don't think the Monstropolis, it needs to be on the side somewhere.
Well, a big box with an M with an I.
Yeah.
Right.
And
the
Tatooine is what it is. I mean, it's fine. But it like Galaxy's Edge is its own thing. It can be.
Dude, Tatooine could have a Jabba's sail barge.
We like could. Giant absolutely. One.
That could be the icon.
You want to do a Jabba the Hutt meet and greet? We got you. Right in the back there.
I think Tatooine has a launch of the Millennium Falcon every hour.
Galaxy's Edge.
And then it comes back and lands.
X-Wings only. Galaxy's Edge has a Millennium Falcon. Patent pending. So Hercules, Mount Olympus, we agreed on that?
That's yeah,
your,
I think so.
That's your icon?
Yeah.
All right. World Showcase is complete. Good job, everybody.
How long will this take to build?
I think they're almost done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably be open next week when I get down there.
Oh, yeah. Let us know which one's the best.
Yeah. Will do. And if you like our ideas, let us know. You can email us at info@tfppodcast.com. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're all taking a little bit of a spring break next week.
Woohoo!
Some of us are going to Disney World. Some of us are going not to Disney World.
Yep.
So, there you go. And we'll talk about it later. See what happens. So we will not have a new episode next week. I hope you will bear with us. And we will be back the week after.
And next time you hear from us, we'll be fully vaccinated.
Yes.
Woohoo!
You can find out how we got fully vaccinated at tfppodcast.com. Maybe? No. Walgreens. That's me. Spoiler. You can find us on Instagram and Reddit @TFPpodcast or on Twitter @TFP_podcast. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. You know what? That would be a good idea for you to do while we have the week off, so you'll have plenty of time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody, I expect to see 2 more reviews on there at least, minimum, by the time we get back. Or else, no new episode. That's it.
He said it.
I'll hold you hostage. We have some pretty cool t-shirts over at shop.tfppodcast.com and some exclusive Patreon-only content that's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/tfppodcast, which we're about to record. That's all I got. Anything else?
No, I'm ready to go to the World Showcase.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon. More like IPcot, am I right? That's what's happening here today.
Well, that could be the title. More like IPcot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Then people will think it's a podcast of us complaining about IPs at Epcot. But no, we're going the opposite way. We're going all
more IP. Can we have as much as possible?
Thanks, Jason. Those were some painful small topics. Small topics.
He's drunk.